These new payments are growing rapidly, and the government doesn't have visibility.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for fact-based, nonpartisan news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm your host, Holly Hobbs. Medicaid is the government's program that helps low-income, medically needy populations receive healthcare services. Within Medicaid, managed care allows beneficiaries to receive these services from a network of approved providers. Spending under managed care represents more than half of the $800 billion spent under Medicaid. And recently, this spending grew by almost $40 billion and is expected to continue growing. In a new report, we looked at what's causing this increase and what can be done about it. Joining us to tell us more is GAO's Katina Latham, an expert on Medicaid. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Holly.
Katina, do we know why the cost of Medicaid managed care increased so much in recent years? What changed?
Well, there are a variety of factors that's contributing to this increase in managed care cost. For example, more states are adopting managed care. In 2013, we had about 36 states. Fast forward to 2022, there were 45 states. Also, states are now enrolling more of their higher cost populations or higher need populations into managed care. So that's driving up the cost. And then lastly, there are these new types of payments. States are now using directed payments. And these new types of payments allow for circumstances in which states pay providers more for certain types of services. In fact, in 2022, state directed payments were up to $40 billion. And that's expected to continue to grow.
So Medicaid, this is a joint federal and state program. How has this change affected how much the federal government or taxpayers pay versus the states?
Well, yes, you're right. It is a partnership, which means federal government pays its share and the state government pays its share. However, with the state-directed payments, what has changed is the reliance is now heavily on taxes and other sources, and not so much the state general revenue fund. In fact, 40% of the state directed payments in 2022 were financed entirely through funds from providers, local governments, and the federal government, and no contribution from the state general fund, which usually is the primary source for how states pay their share of the cost.
I see. So state coffers, they aren't really feeling the impact of these spending increases. If the impact is only really to the federal government's costs, it seems like the states would have a limited incentive, right, for controlling this spending.
That's right. When states put up their general funds to finance their share of the payment, that gives them incentives to sort of track those dollars and be good purchasers. We are like that ourselves with our own funds. With these state-directed payments, states often aren't having to pull from that state general fund, though. So they're not pulling from their own purse, so to speak. And then there goes the incentives to be good purchasers. Medicaid is supposed to be that partnership between states and federal governments. But without it, the incentives to be a good purchaser, it just kind of breaks that partnership down.
And what about the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS? It oversees Medicaid managed care. Does it have a role in controlling costs?
CMS, in terms of controlling costs, they actually don't have clear parameters around what's an acceptable size or amount for the payments. Some of the states we were looking into were allowing managed care plans to pay providers well above what Medicare would have paid for the same services. So without the agency setting the limits on directed payments and setting the limits on cost, you don't have that lens or that knowledge of how much you're paying to then control the cost. And also CMS doesn't consider the results of the payments when they approve states for additional years. So that's sort of two-pronged, not having a knowledge of what the limits and the cost should be. And then not having the knowledge of, are the results what you desired?
So Katina just told us that while spending under Medicaid managed care has increased dramatically and is expected to continue to grow, oversight and transparency of this spending is limited. So Katina, what more do we think the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services should be doing to help control costs?
Well, we included several recommendations in the report. Specifically, we recommended that CMS enhance its fiscal guardrails, so the fiscal bumper, so to speak, for improving state-directed payments. And that is thinking about how they define what is reasonable and appropriate for that state-directed payment. It is important to have those clear definitions. So then those states can be held accountable for those payments. It sort of gives CMS that roadmap that they would need for that accountability.
And last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
Bottom line, the federal government should have a sense of what they're getting for their dollars. These new payments are growing rapidly, and the government doesn't have visibility or know what the outcomes of those payments are. And that's a large blind spot.
That was Katina Latham talking about GAO's new report on Medicaid managed care. Thanks for your time, Katina.
Thank you so much, Hallie.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And make sure to leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.